got it cured. And yes, it's true that I'm not the man I used to be. Some company. It's hard to love a man whose legs were bent and paralyzed. And the wants and the needs of a woman your age, Ruby, I realize. But it won't be long, I've heard them say, until I'm not around. Your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the slamming of the door. The way I know I've heard it slam 100 times before. And if I could move, I'd get my gun and put her in the ground. Take your love to town. For God's sakes, turn around.
Hear the stillness as it yields to the sound of your heart beating. Bum, bum, bum. And I can almost hear the echo of the thoughts that I know you must be thinking. Bum, bum, bum. And I can feel your body tremble as you wonder what this moment holds in store. Bum, bum, bum. And as I put my arms around you, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know what I'm saying as my trembling fingers touch forbidden places. Bum, bum, bum. I only know I've waited for so long for the chance that we are taking. Bum, bum, bum. I don't know and I don't care what made you tell him you don't love him anymore. Bum, bum, bum. And as I taste your tender kisses, I can tell you've never been this far before. Bum, bum, bum. And as I take the love you're giving, I can feel tonight will only make me love you more. And I hope that you'll believe me, 'cause I know you've never been this far before.
Jones and Big John Talley had a big crap game going back in the alley. And I kept rolling them seven and winning all them pots. My luck was so good, I could do no wrong. I just kept on rolling and controlling them bones. Finally, they just threw up their hand and said, when you hot, you hot. I said, yeah. When you're hot, you're hot. And when you're not.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Welcome to our little experiment in freeform radio.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Now, opening the vaults on over 100 years of recorded music history. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades Global Edition. Get ready to go cruising through 100 years of popular music. This is a journey through music history from someone with a rather ridiculous record collection. Here's your host for Cruisin' the Decades, Brad Savage.
Radio broadcasting, record collecting, the power of music. Let's listen together to some classic old recordings. Welcome to Cruisin' the Decades. I'm Brad Savage, your humble host. I enjoy music so much, and I put a lot of time and effort and thought into which songs will be shared each week on Cruisin' the Decades. This is episode 109. On today's program, a silly song from Spike Jonze in the 1940s, and an original Sun Records selection, 1953, later covered by Elvis. Plus, Neil Young's high-profile special backing band in the 90s, and something entirely hip from the early 70s. What is it? Plus, a spotlight on 60s-era folk music from Tom Paxton. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. And this show is a little bit left of center, a little bit edgy, a little bit bohemian. I do enjoy that term bohemian and funky and a little bit unusual, maybe a little bit anti-conformist. Here is a bohemian song from 1910. This is singer Joe Maxwell. This is called Come to the Land of Bohemia. This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
If you're worried with your business cares and everything seems to go wrong, if you are troubled with family affairs and life seems to you no sweet song, I know a land that is happy and gay, where sweet music softly they hum. A place where they'll drive all your troubles away. I will take you there if you will come. Come to the land of Bohemia. Come where the lights brightly shine. Come where that fellow makes love to his shallow. Oh, come where all good fellows dine. Come where the girlies are fairer over the wet bag of foam. Come to the land of Bohemia. The land where nobody goes home. Come to the land of Bohemia. Come where the lights brightly shine. Come where that fellow may
After amassing an absurd record library that takes up his entire basement, host Brad Savage decided to share over 100 years of music with the world. From super-powered shortwave broadcasters via internet streaming and on the top independent community and music radio stations across North America and the world, this is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music.
But old man River, he just keeps rolling along. You and me, we sweat and strain, body all aching and racked with pain. Hope that heart, lift that veil, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary. I'm tired of living and feared of dying, but old man River, he just keeps rolling along.
Don't look up and don't look down. You don't ask to make the white horse frown. Bend your knees and bow your head and pull that rope until you're dead.
In the decades, 100 years of music. When you talk about the great American songbook and standards and songs that everybody knows and everybody sang back in their day. That's Old Man River right there. And that is from the production of Showboat from the musical by Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II. Composed in 1925, the musical took to the stage in 1927. And that's one of the early popular music hit versions by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. However, it's the second version with the deep bass from singer Paul Robeson and also with tenor vocals by Lambert Murphy. There's another version by Whiteman with Bing Crosby and Bix Beiderbecke, but I wanted to find the slightly more obscure version here for Cruisin' the Decades. Worldwide, cruisinthedecades.com, an exploration and examination of music history and many sounds and styles. Now, admittedly, most of the time on this show, the vocal songs are sung in English, and most of our audience speaks English language. However, I have found this song from 1933. It absolutely knocks me out. It is by Augie Goupel and his Royal Tahitians. He was from Tahiti and sang a style of Hawaiian music in Hollywood in the 20s and early 30s. Now, his story is tragic. He died very young. He was only 33. I bet he would have had a much larger catalog and be a much more known name in popular music history had he not passed away so young. This song, I believe, is sung in Hawaiian language. But this is Augie Goupel and his Royal Tahitians from 1933. On Cruisin' the Decades.
A for another number, A for another number, A for another number,
Hey.
a global radio show that spotlights a love of all genres of music and sharing that eclectic music over the airwaves everywhere. This is Cruisin' the Decades with over 100 years of music on like-minded radio outlets everywhere, stations that value music and community. There's something special about radio and signals over the air, one broadcast to an audience of many simultaneously, a shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. This is Cruisin' the Decades, Global Edition.
Started in a running when he heard the whistle blow. The postman brought a letter, an airmail from our Joe. It said, "I've come back safely from across the ocean blue." Then Pa took off Ma's apron and he hollered out, "Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're going to celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
Pa started in a jiggin' and he cried, "Ma, shake a leg. I'm going down the cellar, cause there's cider in the keg. The bologna's in the icebox, there's cheese and pickles too. We'll call in all the neighbors, cause tonight's our night. Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
I began a fiddling and the dancing was begun. Then Grandpa took his coat off and he yelled, "Partners, everyone!" So each one picked a partner and they counted out 1, 2. And Ma, she twirled so pretty, they all hollered, "Yahoo!
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. Ma, leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink."
And while they all were dancing, the door flew open wide, and everybody stopped, and Sergeant Joey stepped inside. He shouted out, "Attention!" And everybody knew to bother with the dishes was not the thing to do.
I'll leave the dishes in the sink. I'll leave the dishes in the sink.
Each dirty plate will have to wait. Tonight we're gonna celebrate.
Leave the dishes in the sink.
This is Cruisin' the Decades with 100 years of music, one song per decade, at Spike Jones and his orchestra from 1944. The wacky and silly screwball antics. If you enjoy unusual and kind of goofy older songs, there is a rabbit hole to go down with the recordings of Spike Jones. Absolutely. CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage, located in Akron, Ohio, USA, at thesummit.fm. We produce this show at a local independent public radio station, The Summit FM, Akron, Canton, Youngstown, and Athens, Ohio, right near Cleveland, right near the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in fact. Well, now we share it with dozens of great radio stations all around the world. And where exactly are they listening? Who's hearing this show anyway? Well, coming up, our European contributor, Martine, will have the shortwave shout-outs and will recognize some recent listeners to Cruisin' the Decades. We've also got a salute to the music of Tom Paxton. Boston in the 1960s coming up. For now, Sun Records, 1953, and the early blues and R&B sounds of Little Junior's Blue Flames. This is Junior Parker, and the song Mystery Train, very influential and covered by Elvis Presley just a few years later. But here's the original. This is Mystery Train, Little Junior's Blue Flames on Cruisin' the Decades.
Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Train I ride, 16 coaches long. Gonna do it again.
Audio journey, song by song, through every genre of popular music and recorded music history, from swing, jazz, folk, and blues, and the Great American Songbook, to punk, new wave, garage, and alternative. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. 100 years of music, one song per decade.
What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that Washington never told a lie. I learned that soldiers seldom die. I learned that everybody's free. And that's what the teacher said to me. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that policemen are my friends. I learned that justice never ends. I learned that murderers die for the crimes, even if we make a mistake sometimes. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned that war is not so bad. I learned about the great ones we have had. We fought in Germany and in France, and someday I might get my chance. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school. And what did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? What did you learn in school today, dear little boy of mine? I learned our government must be strong. It's always right and never wrong. Our leaders are the finest men, and we elect them again and again. And that's what I learned in school today. That's what I learned in school.
This is Cruisin' the Decades, 100 years of music appreciation. That's Tom Paxton. That's from his first studio album from 1964, Ramblin' Boy. And that one's called What Did You Learn in School Today? I greatly enjoy clever wordplay and the thought of music being a little bit left of center and a little bit challenging in the ideas it presents. I've only recently become a listener of Tom Paxton's material. It wasn't until I came across a Tom Paxton Best Of collection in a used bin recently in my travels at a cool record store in Athens, Ohio. And I was like, I need to listen to more Tom Paxton. This will be good for the road trip. So I picked it up. I want to play another one. Again, this song and the lyrical content and the biting social commentary, I'm just kind of floored by the song and this man's entire recording career. This is Tom Paxton. This one here is called Daily News, Cruising the Decades.
Civil rights leaders are a pain in the neck. Can't hold a candle to Chiang Kai-shek. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Man, the bombers are afraid of a fight. Peace hurts business and that ain't right. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. We got to bomb Castro, bomb him flat. He's too damn successful and we can't risk that. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. There's millions of commies in the freedom fight, yelling for Lenin and civil rights. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. Well, it seems like the whole damn world's gone wrong. St. Joe McCarthy is dead and gone. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Don't try to change my mind with facts. To hell with the graduated income tax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land. You know John Paul Getty is just plain folks. The UN Charter is a cruel hoax. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. J. Edgar Hoover is the man of the hour. All that he needs is just a little more power. How do I know? I read it in the Daily News. Daily News, Daily Blues. Pick up a copy anytime you choose. Seven little pennies in the newsboy's hand, and you ride right along to Never Never Land.
The legendary Tom Paxton on Cruisin' the Decades. He has 49 studio albums, 13 live albums. His music has been used in a number of major motion pictures. And in 2009, Tom Paxton received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. We're doing a spotlight here on Tom Paxton, CruisinTheDecades.com. I'm Brad Savage. And imagine my surprise when I came across this song. This is a 1970 live recording of a very famous song of his that I didn't even know that I already knew it when I recently got this Best Of collection. See, I remember in grade school singing this song in general music class in like third or fourth grade. Music is amazing. Music transcends generations and decades. This is Cruisin' the Decades with perhaps the best known song of Tom Paxton.
It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. When I was just a wee little lad, full of health and joy, my father homeward came one night and gave to me a toy. A wonder to behold it was, with many colors bright. The moment I laid eyes on it, it became my heart's delight. It went zip, when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. The first time that I picked it up, I had a big surprise, for right on its bottom were two big buttons that looked like big green eyes. I first pushed one and then the other, then I twisted its lid. When I set it down again, this is what it did. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. It first marched left, then marched right, then marched under a chair. When I looked where it had gone, it wasn't even there. I started to cry and my daddy laughed, for he knew that I would find. When it turned around, my marvelous toy, chugging from behind. It went zip when it moved, and bop when it stopped, and whirr when it stood still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will. Well, the years have gone by too quickly, it seems. I have my own little boy, and yesterday I gave to him a marvelous little toy. His eyes nearly popped right out of his head. He gave a squeal of glee. Neither one of us knows just what it is, but he loves it just like me. It still goes zip when it moves, and bop when it stops, and whirr when it stands still. I never knew just what it was, and I guess I never will.
Thank you.
You can hear the improvements in recording technology and the evolution of musical styles of popular music through the decades and beyond. Over 100 years of music. This is the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades, broadcast worldwide on AM, FM, and shortwave.
Your hair grow.
What is hip? It's 1973, Tower of Power on Cruisin' the Decades, 100 Years of Music. I'm Brad Savage. Submit your request or your listener reception report at cruisinthedecades.com. And now to Poland, and this is our Polish contributor, our European correspondent, Martin, in Koronowo, Poland, with our shortwave shout-outs.
We're cruising the decades around the world. Here's Martin with her shout-out show.
And here are some recent check-ins. Chuck, who is a regular listener in St. Cloud, Minnesota, where they hear our show each week on KVSC Radio, the voice of St. Cloud. Alexei in Polevskoy, Sverdlovsk Oblast, Russia, who specifically mentioned he enjoys hearing the shoutouts each week and hearing where other people are listening to the show. Thanks, it's my favorite part of the show. Would you believe it? One of our regular listeners is Kevin, located in New Brighton, PA. Kevin is a radio host of a program called Out of Sight Radio. Also, Kevin happens to be totally blind and has been a lifelong radio and music enthusiast. Salutations, Kevin, and thank you for your contribution to the radio broadcasting. And finally, we would also like to say hello to the many US troops stationed around the world and hearing Cruising the Decades weekly on Armed Forces Network, Joe Radio, at all military bases and US embassies around the world. You can send in your reports via cruisingthedecades.com or write email to brad@thesummit.fm.
And now, back to our studio in Akron, Ohio.
Thank you, Martin, our European correspondent. We'll send you a shout-out. Go to cruisingthedecades.com. Let us know where you're listening and how's the signal. What radio station are you tuned in with and how's the reception going? A big shout-out to our shortwave listeners on WRMI, Radio Miami International out of South Florida, and from northern Maine at the Canadian border. They broadcast the show on WBCQ, The Planet, and also Channel 292 shortwave out of Germany and covering most of Europe and the UK and Russia and into Africa and really all around the world. It's pretty neat, the idea of sharing music together worldwide, cruising the decades, one song per decade. Up next, a solo selection by Bob Mould. This was the first album of his after the split of Husker Du, very influential, important band out of Minneapolis and the Twin Cities of Minnesota in the late 70s and early 80s. Well, then Bob Mould went solo. He's had a band called Sugar as well. This is See a Little Light from 1989 on Cruisin' the Decades.
Well, I guess I should.
100 years of music,
one song per decade,
an audio journey through the history of popular recorded music. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
That's our hot pick representing the 1990s this time around. 1995, Neil Young with Pearl Jam with Downtown. The Mirror Ball album was done entirely with Pearl Jam as Neil Young's backing band. There was also a companion piece from Pearl Jam, an EP titled Merkin Ball. On Cruisin' the Decades, it's 100 years of music. I'm Brad Savage. Into the 21st century now with a song here from 2009. And the second album by Lily Allen, a UK singer that was all the rage in the early to mid-aughts. Her second LP is titled It's Not Me, It's You. This is The Fear on Cruisin' the Decades.
I wanna be rich and I want lots of money. I don't care about clever, I don't care about funny. I want loads of clothes and clothes with diamonds. I heard people die while they're trying to find them. And I'll take my clothes off and it will be shameless, 'cause everyone knows that's how you get famous. I'll look at the sun and I'll look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, I'm on to a winner. Life's about film stars and less about mothers. It's all about fast cars and cussing each other. But it doesn't matter, 'cause I'm packing plastic, and that's what makes my life so fantastic. And I am a weapon of massive consumption, and it's not my fault, it's how I'm programmed to function. I look at the sun and I look in the mirror. I'm on the right track, yeah, we're on to a winner.
Studios of the Summit.fm in Akron, Ohio, USA. This is Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage.
Stay.
Maybe we
you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. Here I got the goods. Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you, but I don't know if you feel the same I do. But we could be together if you wanted to.
Do I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways?
Was I to see you go?
Was sort of hoping that you'd stay.
Their 2013 album, AM, that is Arctic Monkeys, Do I Wanna Know? It's Cruising the Decades, 100 years of music, and now we'll drop you off present day with a 2024 release from the Mavericks. And this is a recent duet featuring Nicole Atkins. It's called Live Close By, Visit Often on Cruising the Decades.
Husband found out the hard way.
Sounds like a pretty good arrangement to me. Live close by, visit often. The Mavericks 2024, Cruisin' the Decades from Moon and Stars, the band's 13th studio album. They were formed in Miami around 1990. And now we've done 100 years of music. Find out more at cruisinthedecades.com.
Over 100 years of music history. In the course of just 1 hour, you've been listening to Cruisin' the Decades with Brad Savage. This is the global edition produced for shortwave, FM and AM stations worldwide on the leading independent community and music radio stations on the planet. This program originates at WAPS-FM, The Summit, in Akron, Ohio, USA. For correspondence or QSL, contact brad@thesummit.fm. Thank you for supporting independent, eclectic radio broadcasting and signals over the air from all corners of planet Earth. One broadcast to an audience of many, simultaneously. A shared listening experience. Radio and 100 years of music. Join us next time for the global edition of Cruisin' the Decades.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Welcome, everybody. The understandable frustrations of Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin came to an explosive head yesterday when he confronted James Comer, the Republican chair of the House Oversight Committee, and said, "Are you guys going to impeach this guy being Joe Biden? What's the high crime and misdemeanor? Tell me exactly, if any of the things you're alleging are true, why haven't you impeached the guy?" This is extraordinarily interesting video. We're going to look at it here. And the primary question that I would keep in mind as we review this is, how long is long enough to figure out what Biden actually did wrong, as opposed to dancing around it with hyperbole and conjecture? Let's take a look at this first moment where Jamie Raskin just says, what's the crime? What is the crime?
Number two, I would like my time restored. And number three,
no, you have
not identified a single crime. Now. Well, what is the crime that you want to impeach Joe Biden for and keep this nonsense going? Well, why? What is the crime? Tell America right now.
You're about to find out very soon.
Very, very soon. This is starting to sound like when Trump told us in August of 2020, we were only 2 weeks away from his completely new health care plan replacing Obamacare being signed into law, despite the fact that he hadn't yet announced it. So what I'm hearing from James Comer is that they are getting really super dangerously very close to preparing for the final stage of announcing the home stretch as we work towards a potential declaration of what the crime could potentially maybe sort of be. And if that doesn't titillate and excite you, I don't know what does. We've been waiting for years at this point. Now, at another moment during the hearing, Comer brings up that Joe Biden was supposedly bribed with $9 million. And Jamie Raskin asks a really great question, which is, if that happened, then why don't you impeach him for it?
So it's okay. It's okay for, as Tony Bobulinski said, for China to bribe Joe Biden's family with $9 million.
But that's the lie that's been discredited. I mean, where is your impeachment investigation? If Joe Biden took a $9 million bribe from China, why aren't you impeaching him for that?
Well, who says we're not?
Well, I can invite Mr. Moskowitz to come back in. Do you want him?
I can tell you who says that they're not impeaching him: James Comer. This is all a charade, folks. Remember that we looked 2-3 weeks ago in James Comer's own fundraising emails. He's already saying, we're not going to impeach. we're instead going to look at doing criminal referrals of Joe Biden to the Justice Department. He still doesn't tell us what the crimes are, but he's already acknowledging in fundraising emails the impeachment is going nowhere. He has already moved on from impeachment and is telling his supporters, we're not going to be able to get an impeachment here because Democrats wouldn't vote to convict anyway. Instead, we're focusing on criminal referrals. Jamie Raskin brings up that endless money has been spent on this. What about the fiscal responsibility? And James Comer goes, no, we really haven't spent much on this.
Office Mr. Building. Chairman.
What? Did they have an energy?
Mr. Company? Chairman, we have spent tens of millions of dollars you pursuing
we have,
Joe Biden, and you have not
true.
Identified
that is
a single
lie.
Crime.
You are
really?
Lying. That's
really?
A lie. We have not spent $10 million.
Hey, how much have you spent?
We haven't spent hardly anything.
Oh, it's been for free. Okay. All right. Well, in any event, you know what? Then we get what we paid for because you got nothing. You got nothing.
No,
it is absolutely true that, listen, if you spent a bunch of money, you found nothing. And if you haven't spent a bunch of money, you've gotten what you've paid for and that you've also found nothing. And this continued. And Jamie Raskin, at every opportunity, exposing this vapid and pointless fiasco for what it is, and Comer increasingly upset. It's not as easy when you try to do this stuff sitting next to Jamie Raskin as it is when you're on Fox News with Maria Bartiromo. That worked very quickly figuring
out. I don't know what
business